This is the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla vs. Biollante.
1989.
And this is the first... I hadn't seen this movie. This is the first time I've seen it.
Wow. And your overall impressions?
Interesting.
I was going to go with stupid.
What's funny is the last Godzilla movie we did, which was Godzilla 1985...
Yeah.
This is a direct sequel.
Like, right.
They even show footage from that movie in this movie.
Right.
So that was kind of nice to know where I'm sitting time-wise.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
It's like the beginning of a Rocky movie. It always has the fight from the previous movie.
Yeah, and when you sit and you go, okay, so then 1985 was like a Godzilla reboot, right?
Yeah.
So then we go into, all right, now... the first Godzilla in the new series. Let's have him fight a plant.
I think I liked Biollante just because I hadn't seen it before.
Listen, yeah.
The monster.
Like, I went online and there are people who receive this movie quite well just because of the originality of the monster, basically the originality of the enemy.
Yeah,
I'm not really one of those people.
Well, what's weird is it's like rare that you get an origin story of a monster.
Yes,
like King Ghidorah just kind of shows up.
Yeah, they already exist in.
So this we get kind of where it comes from, which is interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
The movie is strange just in the opening. The first note I have is there's this, like, shootout. There's a gun, like, shootout for Godzilla cells.
Right.
Which I think is a kind of an interesting take, something that they kind of dealt with in, like, Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
With Ron Perlman's character. So that's kind of cool. We never really see anything like that in a Godzilla movie.
Right.
But it's weird that it's a sort of, like, 80s action movie.
Rock and roll chase music.
Yeah, like guys dressed like Miami Vice.
Yeah, or Neo.
Yeah. Fingerless gloves.
It's like, how many people want Godzilla cells? There's like three different factions that were going after these cells.
Yeah.
And you'd think there'd be a lot to go around considering they're Godzilla cells and Godzilla's huge. And
yeah. Well, I guess in the last one, they threw him in a volcano. So it had to have been something that fell off of him before he got thrown into the volcano. But still, it's interesting, like, why they want it. They want it for, like, I guess genetic engineering and stuff? Or
right.
For his regenerative properties.
Right.
I guess.
And that's just because Godzilla keeps coming back in other movies. Because it's not something that we're familiar with Godzilla necessarily doing. Like, he doesn't, like, grow his arm back like Swamp Thing or anything.
Yeah. I think it's mostly because he's a giant lizard that maybe it turns things giant.
Okay.
I don't know. And was that thing that they were holding one cell?
It seemed like... Yeah.
It looked like a Godzilla scale.
Yeah, it totally did.
Yeah. But they kept talking about the Godzilla cell, and I didn't know if that was how big... That doesn't seem right.
It's very big.
Yeah.
He's only made of like maybe just like 30 to 50 cells. Except for all the cells inside.
Yeah.
The version I saw, all the Chirons were in Japanese.
Yes.
So, I was like, I don't know where we are right now, but I'll just keep following along.
Yeah.
I was like, are we in the Middle East? I won't, you know.
Yeah. And then this was like the Miramax DVD release.
Yeah.
And what's it's like the anytime someone spoke in English, it had Japanese subtitles.
Right.
So that was kind of weird.
Now was Miramax wasn't involved in production though. It was just
the release of this movie. I kind of looked into it. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a fictional country. Saradia, which is a fictional Middle Eastern country in this. Although later on, there is that guy with the construction helmet on, and his helmet actually says Saladia.
No.
So, I wrote, this setup is a little ridiculous. We want to make a super plant of grain to stick it to the Americans for being the largest grain exporter.
Yeah, they want to use the Godzilla cell to make wheat. Just, yeah, that's strange. It's like they're working backwards. It's like they know they want a plant monster. And so let's build a story around that.
Yeah.
We get our introduction to Mickey.
Right.
This is our first movie with Mickey. We've seen her a couple times, but
yeah, she's in a lot more. She's very young in this.
Yeah. Yeah. She shows like up in the rest of them.
She's still kind of like getting her powers in a way.
Yeah. She doesn't have her earring yet.
Erica's dead. Death comes pretty quick in this. And not in that kind of like flashback, this is why I have a vendetta against Godzilla thing, but it's just she has to die because the guy's a little bit mad scientist-y.
Yeah.
Which tends to happen. It's like when you think back to like the original Godzilla with the oxygen destroyer.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, by the way, did you see the oxygen destroyer in this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Apparently it's in there. It's, you know, that one scene in The Office with the guy and there's that one Godzilla maquette that's sitting there.
Uh huh.
In that same office somewhere is the oxygen destroyer.
Oh, cool.
You'll have to go back and see if you can spot it. Cause like, apparently that was one of the things that was when you look up like the trivias and stuff like that. But, the project to preserve Nobel Prize winner's semen. Boy.
The project. It's not much of a project, right?
I mean, it's like, is it volunteer basis? It sounds like a great idea on paper, but I don't know how they get into the logistics of that. And it was because of conservative attitudes that I was forced to leave the country. Yeah, his project wasn't received well. It's like, I had this brilliant idea, and that's what I wanted to do, but yeah.
In the laboratory, did you notice the skylight was a Godzilla-shaped foot?
Like, yeah, I was like, it was like, I wrote, it's like a footprint on that building. It's not the lab, it's the Godzilla Memorial Lounge.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I think it's like a war memorial. It's like one of those things that you remembered as Hester. And so I think that was like, even though Godzilla usually doesn't step up on top of buildings and break holes in them, but it seemed like that was like the premise. The premise is somehow his foot
went through it.
Went through it, and they're like, well, leave it, because we're going to make this whole thing the lounge. And they're like, well, what happens when it rains? It's like, don't worry, it's still cool. It's going to be pretty cool. We'll put buckets. I don't know what the plan is. But yeah.
They say that they want that Massachusetts wants him to study there. Were they talking about Harvard?
They were
talking about the doctors. They said that Massachusetts wants him to study over there. I'm assuming that meant Harvard.
Well, MIT maybe.
Oh, okay.
So Mickey is part of this group of like gifted kids.
Yes.
She's like the oldest one. You know, there's their little like kind of their little X-Men school thing. And all the kids are kind of having these collective – they're all kind of having the same dream.
Yeah.
And they all pulled up their pictures, and they're all pictures of Godzilla.
Yeah. That was – I like that.
Yeah, and then they cue the music. I like that part a lot.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
And it was a real short scene, too. Like, they didn't really expand upon that. I mean, it comes back a little bit later when she sees visions of Biollante.
Yeah.
But, I kind of would rather watch a movie about those kids at a school where they dream of like Godzillas and stuff. Like it was, yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Now, also, I don't know if you noticed, but like all the signs on these facilities were in English.
Yeah.
Though we're technically in Japan. I like, and that, you know, that part where there's the messages that are all in, written in characters except for the G in front.
Yeah, I was going to look those up, but I forgot.
Yeah, I was kind of like, well, I'm pretty sure that G is going to mean Godzilla, though.
Yeah.
I was looking for the three, because like you can recognize when it says Godzilla now.
Yeah, the three characters.
Yeah, I was looking for that, and didn't see any.
Yeah, I think it had to do with the volcano, I think.
Well, it turned out like when they had the folders, like, I guess the whole thing, these are like essentially versions of a Project G, essentially, like a Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down like, which Godzilla is that maquette? Trying to figure out which movie he was representing.
Well, this would have been only the second movie since the 70s. So was it a 1985 Godzilla?
I don't think so. I think it was an old one.
Oh, really?
But I don't know.
I'm trying to think of all the suits we've seen from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and it looked more modern.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, you're right. It looked like one of the meaner ones, but...
Yeah. The one with the eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted it, but...
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine how much.
Yeah. Yeah, like that one episode, like that one movie with the kid and all those cool toys.
Oh, yeah, and he's, like, playing with them in the dirt.
He's throwing them down the slide and stuff. So they keep the Godzilla cells in a file cabinet with some dry ice.
Yeah. Which seems fine.
My rose is, so, like, right away you're kind of, like, suspicious. They're like, wait a minute. Somehow he put his daughter inside these roses. And then he says, basically, they kind of say it in a way. They kind of refer to it. And, so her spirit's inside the roses.
Maybe he put her ashes in the soil?
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. But, yeah, that gets strange. The payoff for that is weird.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll get to that.
There's a line. He goes, if Godzilla doesn't show up, we'll create a worse monster than Godzilla.
This movie, okay. It didn't take me until, like, the end of the movie where I realized that I think I'm right. Is Biollante supposed to be good? This whole thing, it confused me because by the time Godzilla shows up, they're attacking Godzilla.
Yeah.
And trying to stop him. I'm like, why are you trying to stop him when there's already a monster that needs to be taken out? And then later I'm like, oh, wait. The other Biollante is supposed to be good. And that's like the last resort to stop Godzilla. It's strange.
Yeah, it's like Biollante is a cross between Godzilla and roses with the spirit of Erica inside.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so. Oh, I wrote a note. I nickname him Two Moles.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Which?
There's a guy in the helicopter where he's got these two moles right by his nose.
The only person I nicknamed was Fingerless Gloves. That guy.
Well, there's a great Sick Burn where he says, listen, Kiroshima, I have a feeling you don't understand science very well. it's like there's a lot of this. I'm going, yeah, exactly. It's like, what now? What's going on? It's like, what are they flying Super X2 or they're just controlling it with a remote control? It's like, how are, like, because at first I'm like, he wants to fly Super X2. I was like, okay, good. And then he's in a room with all these people, and I was like, this is a big ship.
I think it's remote. Yeah,
it is remote. Yeah.
And was that the same pilot as Godzilla 1985? I think it might have been.
I didn't look him up.
Yeah, I think the shot when you first see Biollante in the lake, I think it looked kind of cool.
When he's still just the flower head.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that looked kind of cool, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for this to like turn into a monster. Which
right, because like we know what he's gonna become, because he's gonna become basically like Audrey too at the end, which has got all the little babies attached to her.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that shot is pretty cool and pretty ominous.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a big flower. It kind of looks like a person because it kind of has shoulders and like, you can kind of see it in a way, but
a person could fit in there.
Yeah. And it's very, it seemed like it was very like, it was like dark and very kind of had, that was a cool image.
Yeah.
Do we know who the two guys in the van actually are?
I don't know.
Other than just people who want to get their hands on it. It seemed like they were American.
Yeah.
But it's like, are they our spies or something? It was like, I don't know.
Yeah, all of the spy stuff, I didn't understand. I couldn't really follow. Like, I know they wanted the Godzilla cells, but they just kept kind of showing up.
Randomly. Yeah, it seemed like they were trying to make it kind of an international thriller kind of movie out of it.
Yeah. I read that the director wanted to make a James Bond movie.
Oh, that says a lot.
And then didn't. And I guess he also didn't care for Godzilla movies.
Jesus. He wanted to and he didn't, as in he tried to and they didn't get the job, or he wanted to make a James Bond movie out of this and didn't?
I think both.
Okay.
I think he wanted to get the James Bond job, didn't, and then got this and really didn't want to do Godzilla movies, so he injected the stuff into it.
Okay. That makes sense.
There's the scene where the driver of the truck gets shot and a truck tips on his side. And then the music sounds just like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And I noticed there's a lot of issues with the music in this movie.
Yeah, I heard that the composer wasn't happy with this updated Rocky version of it.
Oh, okay.
There was something he was like, he didn't like his the way he toyed with his theme.
Huh.
All right. So you want to talk about Super X2?
Yeah.
So Super X2's big weapon is the fire mirror.
Yeah, it's the new one, and I was trying to. I'm like, oh, so what is it? What is it actually doing? And it sounds like it collects Godzilla's fire breath and deflects it back.
Yeah, it intensifies it and sends it back to him. So basically, whatever you shoot me, you know, goes back to Godzilla like 1,000 times more powerful.
Yeah.
One guy's comment when he hears it goes, hot stuff. And the other guy goes, yes, it is. it takes a literally bit.
Yeah. This is where I was like, why are they trying to take out Godzilla when there's this other monster that needs to be killed? But yeah, I guess Biollante is supposed to be a good guy.
As of yet, no, I don't think it's necessarily that they think Biollante is supposed to be a good guy, but Biollante hasn't done anything yet.
Oh, I guess so.
Biollante is not, you know, there's nothing that, they don't know the threat of Biollante. Because it isn't until like then. You know, yeah, when, like, the black guy gets killed and stuff, that all the vines come out during another one of these, like, spy shootouts.
Uh-huh.
It's basically, like, a separate story between the two van guys and the mysterious Middle Eastern guy.
The fingerless gloves?
Oh, that's who fingerless gloves is?
I think so. He had, like, a ponytail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drives a DeLorean? Is that a DeLorean?
I don't know if it's a DeLorean. It's like a Nissan Pulsar or something. I don't know.
How's that look?
It's really 80s looking. Yeah.
It looked a lot like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I think now I may have made a mistake. I made an immortal plant.
How does he know it's immortal?
I don't know. So when I was going through and looking at the IMDb page and looking at actors in it, there is one character on there that plays himself in it.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any guesses who that might have been?
Was it that devil on the TV?
Yes!
Was it?
Yes! Demon Kogure.
That's funny. That devil on the TV, I wanted to watch that. I wanted to know what is that from, and I wanted to watch that.
He's a musician. He's like a rock star. He's a musician. At least he was popular enough then that he could pop in and play himself. Yeah, I would. I haven't looked at any of his like music videos or anything like that or concerts. Yep, sure enough. When that guy came up, I was like, oh, that's the himself. I know it. And then when you realize his name is Demon, and then he's painted like, that was nice. That's definitely kind of like, I wonder if that kind of like makes this one of those like, that really sets it in the time for like, Japanese fans for during right now. It's like,
it threw me off.
It definitely sparked my interest.
Because that's like this kind of thing, that's the kind of message, or that's the kind of image that you would DM me on Instagram or text me. It would just be a picture of like that guy.
Yeah.
And then we'd want to find out more about him.
Yeah, right.
It was like...
Like, who's this? Yeah, when we're going down our little... Godzilla or Ultraman rabbit holes. We keep finding, and we'll find a random character that doesn't. We don't know what it's from or where. Who, yeah,
but that guy. Okay, I'm looking. That's definitely going in like the episode artwork.
The collage.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna look him up because that. Yeah, it's because it didn't look like. You sometimes when you have a TV show in a movie, they'll like shoot something. But this looked like they grabbed something specific. It looked like a real thing.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't like an invented character. Like they like.
Yeah.
Just to kind of like show, like, yeah, this is.
Yeah. Like this is a basic example of what you would see on TV before going to a news break.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, do we get our first fight with Godzilla and Biollante? Is that where we're at? Where it's Godzilla versus the plant version, where Godzilla like fire breaths the crap out of it, and it seems to work pretty well.
I don't know, but go ahead. We'll go from there. I don't know exactly where I'm at in my I have a lot of sometimes I just write stuff down, like all the boats, including one swan boat and stuff like that. So you start talking and I'll figure out where we're at.
Yeah, it was a battle at the lake. I think it was a battle at the lake where it's Godzilla versus Biollante, and Biollante still had the rose head.
Yeah.
And Godzilla's just firing atomic fire breath at it and at her. And he's just like tearing through the vines and stuff. And the vines are like attacking Godzilla, but it seems like the fire breath is really, really effective against Biollante.
Right, so they said, it's Biollante calls to Godzilla?
Yes.
And drew him in. He drew him to the lake for this fight, basically.
Yeah.
Because he's part Godzilla, essentially.
She.
She, all right.
Yeah, they call it a she, which I thought it was kind of cool, because I think the only other female kaiju in the Godzilla movies is Mothra.
Yeah. They also mentioned that it's no longer her spirit. Like, Erica is no longer involved in...
Which I didn't know that was a thing when they mentioned it.
That when he first did it, he put her in there? Yeah, it's a little...
I mean, it's clear later on.
Yeah. But if it's no longer, then why is she back?
Yeah.
I wrote Biollante's mouth. By the way, speaking of mouths, Godzilla's got two rows of teeth in this one.
Yeah, I noticed that too, because they would do some pretty close shots of Godzilla's mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it was the same in 85. I'm assuming it's a new costume, because 4 years seems like a long time to have.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
I like the design of this suit. This is kind of like Godzilla I like, where he's still upright, but he's not like, doesn't have like a goofy face.
Yeah.
Like the 90s, good, like the 90s style Godzilla I like.
This Godzilla's cool. Yeah. I like that they had that graphic of Godzilla with the ships.
Oh yeah, they kept cutting to that.
The line drawings of it, I thought that was cool.
Like the Star Wars arcade game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking Battle Zone, but yeah.
Yeah. And this is the first, I think this is the first time we see Godzilla swimming. We don't see a lot of it. There's like just two shots of him swimming, like with his arms to the side, as opposed to him just walking underwater.
Yeah, okay.
Like we get a lot of that in like the CG era and stuff.
Right.
But I think this is the first time
they can actually make him do it.
Yeah, it looks like two shots. It's like really quick.
I do like, they're like, okay, so then our opponent will be the winner of that contest, sir, he says. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's like,
We get the return of Mazers.
Biolante's head spits acid. Uh-huh. Oh, so like, it becomes this thing, it's like, Godzilla ends up, the goal ends up being trying to make the bulging stomach pop open, it seemed like.
Yeah. Which kind of worked. It looked like a giant heart. But I don't think it was a heart. I read that this Godzilla suit had they actually put lights in the fins.
Oh.
So they would actually light up on set.
Oh, cool.
And then I noticed that a couple times in more of the close-ups, which I think is a cool idea. I don't know if they still do that or if they just rely on special effects to do the light-up fins, but...
So, Biollante gets lit on fire, uh-huh. which has this metamorphosis, and she becomes a completely different creature.
Yeah. With, like, the crocodile head?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. This, it's crazy looking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look mobile, but it does move. Kind of funny. Like you can tell it's like kind of on wheels, but has like the moving puppet legs. Yeah. Kind of like Destroya.
Yeah.
And I thought it was okay. I kind of just, you know, you kind of just want a man in a suit fighting Godzilla.
Always. Yeah.
And so that's, I don't know about the design, because it's essentially just a stationary object.
Right.
With the vines attacking, which is cool, but if it was a guy in a suit with legs, it would have been cooler.
Right, but when he's fighting a plant.
Yeah.
When this cartoon plant's got to move their pot over. I wrote, you can't beat Godzilla with a mirror. because it becomes so intense that he burns the mirror out.
Yeah. And then they decide they want to try it anyway, even though they know it's broken. That doesn't work.
There's one of the pilots says, this is Johnny Foxtrot. That was a funny kind of random... random, that sounds pilot-y kind of name.
Yeah.
There's also someone has a line in it where he goes, hey, even if she is a girl, she's a great help to us.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. The helicopter platform that's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a helicopter you land on to get on a boat, or you take a boat to where you can get on a helicopter.
Did you notice when Biollante was fighting Godzilla, that Godzilla had like a, I don't know how to describe it, but like a fire chest? Like Godzilla was wrapped in vines.
Yeah.
Instead of breathing fire, it was almost like Shin Godzilla where the beams come out of his back, but like the light came out of his chest and he broke free from the vines?
I remember him breaking free after being tied up in the vines, but I thought it was from charging up his back. I didn't realize that he had like an ET chest.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that again.
Biollante spits goo.
Yeah, like the acid.
And then Godzilla sticks his... either Godzilla sticks his head in Biollante's mouth, or Biollante bites him. It seems like they kind of meet halfway.
Yeah, it was like a lion tamer.
Which is, I think, the perfect opportunity for Godzilla to shoot his fire breath.
Right.
But doesn't. This is around the time where I realized that we're supposed to be rooting for Biollante.
Never.
Biollante is supposed to be the good guy. And there's no way. I mean, you can't introduce a brand new monster and us decide that we want to root for it.
Right, no way.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's around this time where I realized that it's the daughter, Erica, is Biollante.
Right.
That's weird. I don't know why I didn't put two and two together, but when you see her superimposed.
Yeah.
It's strange.
In the spores?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Which we've seen before, like, we've seen, like, Mothra kind of in the spores and stuff, but
yeah.
A person?
Yeah. Well, it's the fact that that becomes, like, that kind of, like, that floating picture, like, that kind of, like, mall portrait.
Yeah.
Thing.
Glamour shots. Yeah, Godzilla falls because of bacteria.
Okay. So... what is that? That was the plan.
They were shooting the rockets. They were shooting the bazookas with the bacteria in it.
Right, and it didn't seem to have an effect. And it wasn't until
he was too cold blooded
after fighting. Yeah. Okay. All this intravenous stuff is no good for you. Stick to smoking. Oh man.
I didn't understand that line at all.
It's a bad line.
And then Godzilla kills him.
He destroys the building. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the relationship between all these people, too? Okay, so when Mickey is mind-melding with Godzilla, she's super exhausted. It's like she emits as much energy as Godzilla. No wonder she's exhausted.
Sure.
Godzilla's ginormous.
Yeah.
She could have died. She looks at him. He puts his arm around her. Oh, thunder system. Sparks from the sky thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Oh, I'm like, it's like I just write things and put question marks on. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I have a lot of question marks in my notes, too.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder how the reception was. Godzilla's back, and just you wait. His first nemesis is going to be Audrey, too. I do like the vine stabbing through his hand and through his chest.
Yeah.
And Biollante is very huge and has more teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wrote Godzilla does that lion tamer trick. She's like a Sarlacc pit inside her mouth.
Yeah, very toothy.
All kinds of, yeah, and almost like in a circle.
And has that kind of weird, like, I don't know how to describe it, like Jonah Hex's mouth, like the stringy skin.
Yeah, it was great. There's a moment where there's a composite shot of like Godzilla behind buildings and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh no, please don't. And then they cut to model destruction. And I was like, oh, sweet. Good.
Yeah. There are some composite shots where they were standing in front of Godzilla and like at the beach. And he looked like he should have been way bigger.
Yeah.
Like the size consistencies weren't, they were just all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm caught up to you now, because here's like, oh yeah, so she wraps around Godzilla, and yeah, he just sparks it off. Yeah. I got it. Oh man, there's a really dramatic moment when the one guy wants the scientist to come work for him. And he's like, he's going to grab your hand and you're going to push his hand away and look off. But don't see your line until we push in with the camera. So then Biollante becomes Boris and then goes to heaven?
I thought that, but I think just to outer space.
Okay.
Just because there's a couple reasons. We watched a movie already where I think it was Space Godzilla.
Yeah.
Where they showed footage of Biollante. And they thought that Space Godzilla, one of the possibilities for the existence of Space Godzilla was the Godzilla cells in space. But the end credits of this movie did you watch all the credits? So there's the credits are played over But as the credits are shot, like, over a shot of Earth.
Yeah.
And as the credits go, this rose appears in space.
Oh, right.
So was that just like, oh, remember this? It's like superimposed? Or is that actually, did it form back into the rose?
I think it was in, like, WikiZilla or something. I think they mentioned that, yeah, That's a shot of Biollante in space now as a rose.
Okay. So when she split up into the dust particles and went to space, it's like she's just leaving to go live up there. Like she left Earth in sparkles, went up to space, and then reformed.
Earth is no place for her.
Yeah. And maybe she's just hanging out there just in case something else happens. I don't know. It was weird. And usually these movies end when the Godzilla fight ends and Godzilla walks out into the ocean.
Right.
So Godzilla's like walking out to the ocean. They're all saying their goodbyes or whatever. And then the doctor gets shot in the heart by the dude with the fingerless gloves.
Hold on. Erica is heard to briefly comment on the recent events. Godzilla is seen swimming away while Biollante is visible as a giant rose floating near the Earth in outer space. the fight amongst the spies.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy is on the plate that generates the thunder and he just disintegrates. Yeah. The guy goes, one button pushed, poop.
He says, press that button. Trust me. Oh, wait. Is that something else? I don't know. But, yeah, he presses the button and the guy disintegrates. A weird little footnote to the story. But it's crazy that all that happens after Godzilla's, like, already done.
Yeah. When Godzilla blows the back of Biollante's head out. Perhaps my favorite part.
Yeah.
There's also another thing between the man and the woman, their line exchange at the end, where the one guy's like, well, I'm going to go to bed. And she's like, got room for me? And he says, do you snore? But she says, got room for me, like it's a statement.
Uh-huh.
So you got room for me. Yeah, man, this movie.
It's weird.
It's not in my top anything.
No, me either.
I'm curious who are the people who really love it and like what they love about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I found some of the stuff interesting. Like, I don't know if we've seen a lot of monsters created by scientists.
No. Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. I mean, it's not anything new. As far as other movies we've seen, but like as far as Godzilla movies, this is like kind of a first, if I remember right. I mean, Jed Jaguar was created by a person, but that's not really a monster. I thought Biollante was interesting. It would have been better if like the monster form had legs and could actually fight.
Yeah.
I looked into this movie because it was so confusing. And some of the things I learned was that, like, I guess Biollante is like the biggest creature that they built, and it used like 22 piano wires to control, and like 11
biggest creature at the time.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's big. He's way bigger than Godzilla too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's bigger than Destoroyah. When Destoroyah finally gets full form.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. But they said it took like 11 puppeteers or something.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, considering it didn't really do much.
Yeah, I was looking up. It's 3 years after Little Shop of Horrors. Because, I mean, how can you not see, you know, the similarity?
Yeah. It's
big plant mouths.
And then I read that it was one of those deals where they took submissions of, like, what monster should Godzilla fight next?
Just submissions. It wasn't like...
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, voted by an audience.
Well, whatever it was, the plant won, but then it got shelved for 4 years.
Oh.
So things kind of got, you know, messed with over those 4 years. It's a strange movie, for sure. And it's crazy that, like, of the two Godzilla movies I'd never seen, they're both the back-to-back 80s ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why that is. And then I don't know, like, how popular Biollante is to begin with, because I don't think I've ever seen a Biollante toy. I may have seen more of, like, a statue or, like, a model kit. But you never see, like, a toy of Biollante. You don't have any Biollante figures, do you?
I only have a mini Biollante in, you know, those ones that are, like, those play sets that you open a Godzilla head and it has, like, a little scene?
Yeah.
One of those is a Biollante.
Oh, okay.
That's all I have that's Biollante.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a fun toy to look at, either. It'd just be, like, a hunk of plastic.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's... Yeah, right.
There's no, like, cool characteristics to it.
It'd be like a play set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I don't know what...
And the vines kind of look paper mache a little bit. Yeah, I don't know about this one.
Like, I could see, like, at the time they would have done... Like, the way Shin, you had, like, three different Godzilla vinyl toys. Like, you could do Biollante with the rose head. Uh-huh. And then Biollante after the fire metamorphosis with the big jaws. But,
but it would be cool if you could stick an Erica inside of it.
Like a Tauntaun?
Yeah, but then have her be like one of those Tron action figures that are kind of clear and, like, and like sparkly. And stick that in there.
Well, that's, yeah, it's like I have the toy that's like, it's like a Godzilla suit that you can stick a little action figure inside him. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. It's like the same way. It's like, when it's not a version of an animal enemy, it's just not as interesting to me. Like Smog Monster, it's like, Smog Monster is a fun movie because it's weird and it keeps kind of cartoons. And the way that, you know, he's kind of not solid, so he just punches right through him. But he's not an exciting character you don't get all excited about the toy. The toys look cool, but it's like, oh, I can't wait to fight him against Godzilla.
It doesn't look like a Godzilla monster. Like, it doesn't look like something Godzilla would fight. No. I don't know. I don't see rewatching this a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it.
I mean, I'm glad I'm now I've seen every Godzilla movie, but it's kind of a bummer.
That's it? You've officially seen every Godzilla
movie? Yeah, I've seen every Godzilla movie now.
You have a special celebration for that?
Yes. No. Nah, not really. I just kind of turned it off and went, huh, okay.
Yeah, it's a rough one to end on.
Yeah. But,
Done it. That's what's going to be. That's what that's like the fear of this podcast becoming a chore at some point. Being like, all right, we just gotta get through these movies now.
Well, I mean, luckily
after the Godzilla ones have run out.
Yeah, the thing is though, like the Godzilla movie that came out after this, Godzilla versus King Ghidorah. Because I guess when this movie came out, they're like, oh well, we should probably get back to the traditional monsters. The one after this from 1991, I believe, Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, is one of my favorites. I really like it. So, I'm glad they were able to pivot and get a better one. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's the one with, well, spoiler, it's the one with Mecha King Ghidorah.
Oh.
Have you seen that one?
Oh, I don't think I have seen it.
It's one of my favorite.
Where they replace the middle head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's like a cool. There's like an android guy who's played by an American, and then there's time travel involved. It's one of my favorite ones, and it's one of those ones where I'm like kind of saving it for later,
okay,
so we don't end on like a bummer. I'm like,
yeah.
This is like a good solid one. But for the most part, the rest of the 90s are pretty good too. I know Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2 is a good one and a fan favorite. There's a Mothra one.
There's like a Mothra trilogy.
Yeah, those aren't that great. Those are more kids movies.
All
right. But I mean, it's still cool. It's Mothra.
Yeah, there's still so much that's untapped for me.
Yeah. I looked at the kaiju list, and I think there's something like 14 Godzilla movies left.
Really? Still?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I think it might be cool to do. Obviously we haven't done it for this one, and we won't have it for the next one yet either, probably. But now I'm like, maybe we should cut this out. But if we have like a running top five.
Oh yeah. Huh.
Like, and to be like, all right. So this movie does not break our top five. Our top five is still currently, and like we can be like, these are our top five as far as like kaiju movies, essentially.
Okay.
And because then it'd be kind of cool to be like, something we come across one, and you're like, and this unseats so and so, and you know, kind of.
Yeah, because you sent me a text message saying that one of your friends wanted to watch a kaiju movie, right? And then you were trying to make sure that we got the good ones in.
Ones we like, yeah.
And I still think the top of my list is Rodan.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Which episode was Rodan?
It was like our third episode.
Man.
Rodan was good, and Gamma versus Gauss, we really liked. With the laser shooting eye cutting the cars in half and stuff, and
yeah, it was pretty.
Little
fun.
Kid on the fun wheel, but yeah, my favorite is still. One of my favorites is still Monster Zero.
Yeah, Monster Zero, just because of the aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, just the character and the costumes of the aliens.
Yeah.
It's just so great and so kitschy.
Yeah. Well,
so that'll be something to think about.
Yeah, and then next week we'll find out if our next movie breaks our top five. It's just Gamera versus... Virus. Okay. And we're ticking off another Gamma movie off the list. And be sure to listen to that. It'll be in a couple weeks. And until then, you can go to kaijupod.com, and that'll have all our episodes. It'll have links to our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And then also... I don't know if I've ever brought this up on the podcast, so maybe people should know. On that kaiju list that we put up, it keeps on growing. I keep adding any kaiju movie I come across, and we're trying to put like everyone up there. If you click on any of the movie titles, it'll link you to a place on the internet where that movie is streaming for free.
Oh, really?
If it's available for free on the internet... I'll post a link. Movies like Colossal, which we did that bonus episode for Colossal, like that takes you to, I think, the Hulu page. So if you have Hulu, you can watch it there for free. Pacific Rim, I don't think, is available online for free, but there's links pretty much for everything. All of these movies, you can, if you just do a quick Google search, you can find all of these movies online streaming for free. Sometimes they're not the best quality, but I post the links. So if there's ever a movie coming up that you're like, oh, I'd like to watch that, but don't have access to it, go to that kaiju list, and you should be able to watch them. I'm trying to fill in all of them, and we have a lot of them set up for at least the next couple months. So, yeah, they're all there. And then right next to that link to the movie, there's a link to our episode, if we had done the episode yet. So, yeah, that's that. So, the Kaiju cool. Pod. Cool. So, until next time.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go stand on this microwave plate.
Oh. Until next time, I'm going to eavesdrop on people in my fake delivery van. Oh, by the way, that van, that express van, what is that lady holding in her hand?
Oh, I don't know.
A cigarette?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm going to have to look it up and find out.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Eavesdropping. I was like tooling around that van. No, but they were the part where they're listening with all the controls.
That's like terrible. A whole separate movie going on.
Yeah. All about the cells. We just sit here and get quiet. Be like, hope that the audience goes away. All right, you can stop it now.
All right. Did you find it?
What am I looking at?
I don't know. The cigarette?
Am I looking for something?
No, I don't know.
What?
Were you trying to find the cigarette? What was she holding?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what she's holding. I don't know what she's holding. I can't tell.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like a white thing. Like, it's a cigarette. It's a... Damn. I don't know what. It's delivery, so what could it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
It's supposed to be like a FedEx knockoff thing. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. What? I don't know. All right.
Put her in the collage.
I will.